Hey, should we take a picture to post on Instagram?
We need to take a picture for Instagram. But I look like a hot sweaty mess.
No, I gobble too.
No, you do not.
She has a golden tendril that looks like a 1920s movie star.
When you walked in, I thought you were a 1920s movie star. I was surprised you weren't in black and white.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us for Shaylee and Katie, the podcast.
Hey, guys.
By the end of this episode, our guest is going to have all of our homes
perfectly organized.
Hopefully. She is the mother, a wife, and a business owner from Kansas City, Missouri, and she appreciates a tidy home in an organized life.
Please welcome
Lauren Heiser.
Hello.
Hello, Lauren. But before we get into that, we have to, of course, think this week's fake sponsor.
Craigslist!
Craigslist.
Craigslist.
What did we do before Craigslist? How did you get your garage empty? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Would you have like a garage sale?
I guess. People
I've heard of those.
Paid for things.
Yeah.
Taglines?
Taglines for Craigslist?
Craigslist. You have any you stories? Pay for things.
Thanks, Lauren.
No, Lauren.
I was going to wait for you to figure that one out on your own. Like, how are you even Craigslisting? People love my Craigslist. They come and get anything that I put up there for free. We thought you would be a good guest for the Craigslist-sponsored one because, you know, I'm just guessing that part of the organization is you have to get rid of some of your stuff.
Yes.
So
yes.
What better way to get rid of your stuff than just to, like, put your home address on the internet.
Right, and say, come into my home with my tiny children and buy these things.
My husband's at work. No big deal.
My husband's at work.
Don't
problem.
Don't worry about it.
So we need some taglines for Craigslist. Craigslist. What's the worst that could happen? Murder?
Too soon. You could have ended with what's the worst that could happen and then not murder.
Okay, I'll try again. Craigslist. What's the worst that could happen? Not murder. No. Did I follow
Craigslist?
Yeah.
I didn't think anybody would want the mattress that my dog's been using as a bed.
They do.
But people are calling me like cray cray and fighting over it.
Very good. That's Craigslist. A good tagline because it's
really
concise.
Short.
It's good. It's good for
Okay. Craigslist. Oh, you want me to transfer money from PayPal and you're going to send like an agent to come pick it up? And this seems legit.
I believe it's called, I have a courier.
Yeah.
I'm sending,
Your
Katie
English
and I
seems
both.
Fine.
Full disclosure. Katie and I both have wasted time this week.
A lot
on
of time.
Craigslist scams.
A lot of wasted time.
A lot of wasted time.
And one man wanted to trade my bedroom set for a children's dirt bike.
Children's dirt
and
bike.
And I thought, you know, you never know unless you ask.
Trade.
So Craigslist, want to trade for a dirt bike?
Man, I really need to get rid of this bedroom set. I really wish I had a children's dirt bike.
Craigslist.
Craigslist. I'll be there between 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. At some point, I'll show up.
That's good.
Oh,
Lauren Heiser with the tagline. Swooping in.
Right.
Okay, so let's get started. I want to know everything. So let's start with the basics.
We want to know all the things.
How old are you?
29, soon to be 30.
Hot.
Yep.
How soon?
November.
Too soon. That counts as soon.
You're November.
Okay, what is your job?
I am a stay-at-home mom, a nanny, and a new business owner.
That's exciting.
I like it.
Sounds like our target market.
And where do you live?
Kansas City.
Woot!
Waldo, to be specific.
Oh, Waldo. Mm-hmm. Oh, Waldo.
Where is Waldo?
It's the... I see what you did.
What you did. That was a legitimate question.
And I fell for it.
Funny.
Oh,
he's actually located between the...
It's really hard to find, but once you do, it
he's
seems so obvious.
He's between the wizard and the dog.
Lauren Heiser.
It's
okay.
Just south of the plaza.
And it's the best in Little Neighborhoods. And then how do we know you?
Katie don't.
Katie don't
know
me.
I just
me.
Met you and you're delightful.
Katie don't know me.
I'm sure you dated someone I'm related to, though, listening to your guys' stories.
Probably.
We found out everyone's dated everyone.
Everyone's dated everyone. Apparently. But how do you know Shaylee?
Shaylee I've known of since middle school, early high school.
Yeah.
We've been in a fashion show together.
Oh my gosh.
That's right. I should dig up the picture and post
so
it.
So basically you're from Springfield, is what you tell me.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So you know each other through mutual friends and
yes.
things like that.
I feel like you just hurried up that story that
she picked me up
minutes.
On the side of the road once and took me to school.
Yeah. We'll table the fashion show to the end. That'll be our treat for listening. Okay.
The fashion show.
And then can you tell us your journey to new business ownership?
I want to hear it.
Okay. Yes, I worked at a chiropractic office when I was first married. Mm-hmm. And then shortly after I had Leo, which is our first mm-hmm. son. We have one on the way.
Another boy?
A beautiful
another boy.
Pregnant gal, yes. By the way.
Yeah. Shortly after I went back to work with him in childcare, I realized that that was not working very well financially. Mm-hmm. Didn't make any sense. So I decided to stay at home. Good timing. A family needed someone to watch their girls. And so I watched their girls with Leo mm-hmm. part-time, not full-time. Mm-hmm. But I kind of just wanted to work at home and have income and figure out what I could do. And I think I've told Shaylee or we've talked about it, but I feel like I'm a creative person, mm-hmm. but every time I try to actually be creative, it's not very successful. So
give me a failed attempt at being creative. I want
to
know.
Oh, just like I'm like one large painting that's not even done. Or I tried to teach myself how to sew and didn't get past like, I don't even know, loading the
Bobbin. both of your examples are real examples from my life too. Exactly, yeah. The same one.
Yeah. So just it didn't fare well. And I love taking pictures, and I get compliments on them a lot. But I take them with my iPhone, and so I'm like, how can I offer? Mm-hmm. I'll take photos on my iPhone.
On my iPhone.
Just of your family for $27 instead of $150 for a setting. Yeah. So I just was like, I don't know what I can get into. So it actually took me asking a lot of people that I knew, like, what am I good at? Yeah, what am I good at?
That's a good idea.
If you could see me doing something, what could you see me doing? And, like, 98% of the people were like, you're really good at organizing. You're really good at keeping things tidy. Like, your house is always immaculate.
Oh, and that's where our stories took a different turn.
Yeah, I feel like... Get out of my house. No.
That's not what I've ever heard about myself.
Yeah. Well, it's a key sign that I'm actually not creative.
No, like, no. First of all, I think from an outsider's perspective, I've always thought you were very creative. So that just shows how everyone's like, not even to say you're not, because I think you got a little bit more in there than you think. But asking other people, I think so many people waste so much time trying to do something that they want to be really good at.
Yeah.
But actually being able to step back and be like, no, you tell me from an outsider's perspective.
Well, I just had a lot of unfinished projects. And so even with the sewing, back mm-hmm. to the sewing one, I remember asking Ryan, my husband, if I could go get a bunch of fabric and like all of the stuff that I would need. And he was like, well, you don't actually finish a lot of the things that you do. So how about you make the headbands with what you have.
Uh-huh.
And if you do that, then you can go
your
get
reward
more.
Is, that's such a
and
good idea.
I never stuff. Did because he's totally right. I don't finish. I can't. Yeah. I think I can do a lot of things that I just can't do.
Well, you're making a human child in your body and raising another one and nannying.
Yep.
And, but that's another good point, though, that you brought up, which I wonder, as someone who's self-employed, I don't really think about it that much, but I've thought before, at what point is the break even where full-time childcare isn't worth a job? Like, if a job pays $10
right.
a year, as an example, and childcare costs you $6 a year, then you're like, I'm working full-time for $4, and it's not worth it.
Yes.
Or whatever.
It's a terrible paying job. You should
put
that
Springfield's cost of living is really low.
Although that childcare is a great deal.
Well, and I had, like, superb childcare. I got lucky and had like a nanny share situation. So I paid like a fraction
of
what most people, and just with the drive time mm-hmm. and the schedule
and
the stress, and then really only making like $2 or $3 an hour after paying.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, why am I spending time away from my child?
You're
should
like,
just be at home.
I could buy one less like latte and outfit a month.
Yes.
And then like, we're
we'll
good.
Be fine. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was it for me. It was just kind of like, do I really think it's worth it? And because I mean, I've always liked the idea of being a stay-at-home mom, but I'm kind of ride the middle line of like, I also like working,
right?
And I don't really
there
wasn't one that I was much more passionate about,
right?
So I think work at home, trying to find a situation where you can work at home and be with your kid.
Was Ryan on board?
Works. Oh yeah, yeah, from the get-go. He's like,
okay, so everyone tells you that you're very organized and tidy,
yeah,
and then what do you do with that information?
Well, I look up at Google to see if organizing for people is a thing. It is.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And then I kind of decide what I have the time and ability to do. And so right now, since I'm still nannying and pregnant, obviously we'll probably take a break from everything for a few months after we have the baby. I just kind of, I don't know, threw it together and was like, okay, I can offer these services and I can maybe do one or two people a week if it presents itself. Mm-hmm. Leo at the time was going to school one day a week. So that was like my day to do, to schedule any appointments if they came about. And then this fall he'll be going 2 days a week and I feel pretty confident I can do my job with a newborn. Most of what I've done so far is consulting and not actually organizing for people. It's been making plans for people and telling them how to organize.
I think that's your, if I were you, I feel like that's the money spot right there.
Yeah.
Cause you're not actually having to like physically do the like organizing, you're consulting them on it.
I wanted to offer both just in case cause even if I do organize for people, like actually do the physical organizing, I'd still consult with them and tell them how to do it so they can maintain it after I organize. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so far people have really kind of taken the reins and reacted.
Interesting.
And
do you do virtual organizing? Like really, if it's consulting, you could do it from wherever.
I haven't yet.
Is that like when you're playing Sims and the Sims house is super unorganized?
Can you meet me here?
Yes.
You like virtually organize
it?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm assuming that's what
it's probably. I'll just go with that. About like that. You log into Sims before you can start the consult.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, hopefully. Hopefully.
That joke was worth it.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Landed. I didn't play a lot of Sims. I'm going to be honest. I felt a little left out of the joke.
That was for me. Okay, so consulting, what's the difference between consulting and physically doing it? You go in and kind of strategize with them?
Yes, I email with them, talk back and forth, get some pictures sent to me so I know what I'm getting ready to step into and have kind of a pre-plan. Then I meet with the client and I walk through their spaces or whatever, because I can literally help you with your laundry room, or if you want help learning how to do time management, I'll help you with like your calendar and show you how to do that.
Wow.
So I can do both. So far it's just been actual like rooms.
I feel like this is so much smart. No offense, because you're a photographer, Katie, but this is like such a needed thing. Instead of like, I'm gonna learn photography and do that, where this is like a niche that like is desperately needed that no one's filling.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could hire someone to do this for me.
You should take people's pictures for trade out and let them organize your house.
Sure, I'll do that. I need family pictures.
All right, but on the record.
Yeah. On the record.
Sign.
She's up in Kansas City all the time.
Actually, I forget what I was saying.
I'm sorry, is it because we're interrupting you?
Nope, it's okay. It's
get the sticky note.
It's because I'm pregnant and I can't remember anything.
Nothing. Word.
Oh, yeah. So I go into their houses or their spaces that they've asked me to help them with, and we walk through it, and I've got my little binder, and I go through and talk through each situation with them, tell them tools that they can use, systems, you know, tools and systems, how to refresh and then start over. We just kind of talk through every single thing, if they need to move furniture, if they need to get rid of things, goals. Obviously, we talk about, like, their... it's a family of five kids, then you have to talk about the relationships between the kids and who plays what role and what ages, because different ages can do different chores. Mm-hmm. So we spend like an hour to 2 hours walking through all of the spaces, and then we sit down, kind of finalize what we agree on, and then I go home and I create like a spreadsheet, like a worksheet for them, and it's broken down by 30-minute to an hour segments for each day. And it's just labeled day one, day two, because I talked to the client about how, you know, you don't have to do this day after day after day after day. Like, this is what's comfortable for you and how quickly you want to reach your goal.
So you could do like an every other day.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is day one, and you can do day one on Monday, day two you can do on Thursday, or whatever works for you. Mm-hmm. But then
that's
even reach into like their schedules and when the husband can help and when the wife needs a break and when the kids are gone, and just set out kind of a guideline for them to get their house refreshed. And then at the end of the worksheet, there's helpful tips for moving forward. Like, once you get your house organized, how you can
maintain
that. Yeah.
This is so good.
I love organizing. I love listening to people talk about it.
I love organized people.
People.
Yeah. It's really inspiring. Awesome. And then you figured out that that is something that people will pay for.
Yes.
Who, do you remember, like, your first client you booked? Did you do it for free for a while or anything like that?
No. I mean, I've done a couple of people, like, friends, especially for, like, I wanted to get some before and after pictures.
Cool.
Oh. Set back and
if you need any more of those, I need you any can more. Step into my office right now.
I'm all for bartering right now.
So that was your brief journey. That was amazing, totally inspiring. Let's get into some tips. What tips do you have for us?
Tips.
So we are, you know, she's a new mom. I have three kids. Mm-hmm. They love to scatter toys. Mm-hmm. They love to leave a room not better than where they found
it. We just had a canceled play date because someone said, I cannot pick up toys.
I cannot pick up another toy.
I can't do it at my house.
So what are some basic tips for kind of getting my house in order, getting a system?
Yes. I think one of the first steps that you can take is just getting into a routine of organizing every night for like 10 to 20 minutes or whatever you feel capable of doing, like between putting your kids to bed and you going to bed. So whether that's before dinner, after dinner, right before bed, whatever you, whenever you feel like you work your best, 10 minutes.
That's good.
And only in the, I mean, you can do more if you really want to, but only in the shared spaces. So like that's kitchen, living room, just put the toys away that are in the shared spaces. Get the dishes off the counters, at least into the sink. I mean, they don't have to be, like, done or anything. But just, like, clear off the counters, clear off the couch, clear off the floor. Mm-hmm. Get things back into their space. It takes, like, 10 to 20 minutes. If you want to go be... better. Yeah, you sleep better. And then the next morning, you wake up feeling totally, like,
in control of
refreshed. You don't feel like you already have a to-do list. Mm. You're, like...
And then if, like, your baby, like, poops through a diaper or something...
Yeah.
You're not like, and the house is a mess!
Yes.
You're like, but at least the house is clean!
Yes, exactly.
good.
Would you say there's a difference between tidying and cleaning?
Oh, yes.
So maybe a tidy up before bed?
A tidy up, yeah.
See, I'm good at tidying. Good. I'm not as good at cleaning.
That's good. Yeah. That's fine.
I can tidy.
That's fine. I think that's what I like focusing on. Not that I don't encourage clean living.
Right.
but I think tidy living kind of kickstarts you into the other stuff.
Because it's almost impossible to clean
if your house isn't tidy and if things aren't.
Okay, so that's a good.
The 10-minute tidy.
The 10-minute tidy. That sounds good.
I just came up with it.
I like it.
Yes.
Obviously, because I shouted it with jubilee.
And then I think another one to touch on with what you're saying about having kids and kind of keeping that situated because, I mean, I've got a 2-year-old boy, so I understand, like, I pretty much just twice a day or, like, before we leave the house, I make him go through wherever we've played and clean up everything. Our house looks like a tornado until that minute, like, he's got his trains out, his cars, his Buzz Lightyear, his...
So a 2-year-old puts all his toys away.
He helps me, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. But
that's good.
I kind of just, not all the time. Expected. I mean, it's not easy. It can take a long, it can take a while, but it's kind of just expected. And,
I feel like anytime I'm around a 2-year-old, I'll go, let's clean these toys up together. And then they run off and I just clean them up like, oh, well.
Again, I'm very for rewards.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got our special like, okay, well, most of the time it's like, we choose our cleanups before we go for a play date or whatever. And so really it's kind of like, we can't leave until you help me clean. So we're not going to go see this friend, or we're not going to go to the pool, or we're not going to go to the zoo.
Yeah, on his stuff.
And I just say, make a good decision, buddy.
Yeah, I like that.
And I help. I mean, I help him. Do like probably 75% of it. But he.
Yeah, when you start that young, then you're not having like a 4-year-old trying to clean up for the first time ever.
Exactly.
And shocked into what is this?
And there's a lot of like positive, like, hey buddy, you want to be a big helper? Mm-hmm. Like this makes mom so happy, and lots of like, it's not fun, but
you get these toys cleaned up.
But just making just making him feel excited, like he's doing something. Like he already likes to cook with us, which is fun.
Very
like
cute.
We let him cut things, and
yeah,
so it's fun. Just get them involved.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah.
What about, do you have like a limit of the toys you keep in your house? Do you have like a purge cycle?
Yeah, I do have a purge cycle. I like that better because I don't really have like a number of toys or like anything like that. But we've got very specific areas of toys in every room because I don't like hiding the fact that we have a kid. Like we've got toys on our bookshelves. We've got bins under our couch. Like you don't walk into our house and think, does a kid live here?
Right,
yeah.
But you know a kid lives there. But really it's just kind of like, if we have a new toy and there's not a space for it,
Right.
We have to create a space for it. So I would say we actually probably go through his toys like once a month and just get rid of one paper grocery bag and just get rid of any, well, broken toys that have broken within the month or missing pieces.
My eyes are huge. Like, wait, once a month?
Yeah, once a month. And that's, I mean, it's not always a full bag, but that's what I pull out is just a paper bag. And I just go through each of his little bins and toss it.
Do you do that with him or do you do that during nap time?
A little of both. I like to make, I mean, I don't make him choose what to give away because I know what he plays with the most. And so I kind of know what I can sneak out of there without him really.
So does he, if noticing. He saw you doing it, would he get upset? Like, don't give my stuff away.
No, sometimes he'll try and if I leave the bag by the door before I leave, he'll go get something out of there. But I can give him a train and tell him to go play with it and put the toy back in. So there's always better toys to offer than the ones that are in the bag. So he doesn't. So far, no tantrums. That might differ when he gets older and has more of an opinion, but...
I can just keep firing with questions. Do you got any?
I have some. Them all. Well, I was wondering if I could throw in a toy solution and whether you think I'm on the right track.
Sure.
Okay. I thought...
It'll cost you $35.
Okay. I thought that I was going to be making progress by, coming up with this very high-tech labeled toy bin solution. So
it looked really fancy.
So I had this closet where we keep all the toys, this bookshelves, and each thing has its box, and each box is labeled, and one in, one out. So you take a box out, and until you can get another box, you can have to put it back in. The problem I've ran into, and I have three kids, is you have to constantly be enforcing that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, my husband's like, what if we just had a toy box and all the toys go into the box at the end of the night and they don't have to sit there and analyze and get so, two of them can't read.
Yeah,
so,
where everything goes.
Where everything goes and it's just all fits in the toy box. And I'm like, if you want, it all to fit in a toy box, we have to donate, 3/4 of these toys because there's no toy box in the world that's going to hold all these toys.
It's called a spare bedroom.
Don't have one.
A playroom.
Shaylee, again.
I'm sorry.
I don't have a spare bedroom.
Neither do we.
It's called Emerson's room.
When I don't have a basement, when I don't have a rec room or whatever, I'm just trying to think of something that's less daunting for them to clean up and that I don't have to constantly be monitoring if I'm trying to keep them entertained. Then I'll just say, Mom, I want the next box down. And I have to stop what I'm doing to whatever. So eventually I said, let's weed through these.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I really truly, we got rid of 3/4 of them. And then what doesn't fit in this toy box, maybe I can put in an excess toy box that's in the garage and we'll just cycle them through. Just cycle them through.
Fix it.
So that's where we are right now.
Yeah. So a couple things.
Yeah.
I'll work backwards. One, I don't think cycling... with toys anyways, is necessarily a good option.
Okay.
Just because if the toys aren't in the space, they aren't going to play with them.
Right.
Unless you put away something that they love out in the garage and they're like, where's my, this, that, or the other.
Merry
then
Christmas,
they might remember it. But chances are you're probably going to put the toys they play with the least out in the garage.
So you might as well just donate
them. I love the one in and one out idea, and I definitely would continue to encourage that. Mm-hmm. You want to keep things in reach so that the kids can do it themselves.
Okay.
So you don't have to stop and help them get a bin down or anything.
Right.
So whether that be bins under your couches, under beds, baskets next to a chair, just easily accessible so they can get things out. And just encourage it. I don't think it has to be a strict,
They all know the rule, but you're not is that a second bin?
Yeah. Just encourage, can you just clean that up before, please? And
how many rows of bins do you have right now, Katie?
Three?
Okay.
And then, you said you have it all labeled. Does that mean that you have each bin is, one bin for
Lincoln
markers?
Malibu Barbie.
So.
She's isolated in her own bin.
not just one Barbie.
No.
I love that idea too. I think it could be a little more generalized.
Okay.
Lessen your bins and make your bins for more than one thing. So, for example, instead of having Hot Wheels and a trains and a Lego cars.
It's like anything with wheels.
Anything with wheels yeah. can go in one. Right. Because younger kids like to mix and match those anyways. Like they set up their little towns and their little train tracks and cars go on the train tracks. It doesn't have to be a train.
Right.
And so kind of that will lessen the load for you. It'll make it a lot less stressful because come the end of the day when you are cleaning up,
or when there's a hot wheel in with the train.
Yeah. Or when your kids are cleaning up, they aren't going to be like, which box is it again? Right. Like they can just be like, cars.
Is it a hot wheel or is it off-brand?
Anything with wheels can go in here.
Okay.
Again, like if there is one thing that they play with all the time, sure, keep that as a separate thing. But
do they all share toys?
They do.
I was going to say, could you be like, Nora's box? Emerson's box.
Nah.
But that makes it easier for you. And because I love, like, obviously, I love when I look on Pinterest or on Instagram and I see, like, all the red cars and then all the green cars. And I'm like, that's going to last
3 seconds.
3 seconds. Like, I can't. That's an unrealistic expectation. Like, sure, if you want, I will go through again when I do like the purge once a month and get rid of some of the toys.
I keep thinking of the movie. It's like all the windows are shut. And he's like, get in the other room. It's time for the purge.
No, not like that.
Don't get the toys.
I will kind of personally not make Leo do it, but I will personally go through and kind of get them a little more situated. Right. But generally, I'm just like, clean up. Put all your trains away, and he just throws them in those empty boxes. And like, you know, whatever.
The Pinterest picture are for, like, not fun for any children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we're having no children found joy in the making of this photo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm all about realistic expectations.
Yeah, I like that.
Like, I mean, I love how that stuff looks, but it's just not realistic.
That trickles over to all of life and motherhood.
Yeah. And I like tidy and organized living, but I don't like obsessive... Museums. Do what?
I don't want to live in a museum.
Yeah, I don't want to live in a museum. I don't want to be obsessive. I don't want it to rule. Like, I don't want to not be able to have you over with your family and your kids midday because I feel panicked that my house isn't.
They're not going to put the
orderly.
Car back in the car box. They might put it in the train box.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't want you to step on the train, so I would like to have a box to put all of those things in.
Right.
But I don't, you know.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. So
hashtag
so good.
That's
good.
Hashtag
she's good. She's good. You passed. I knew the answer. I just made sure you knew.
Okay. So let's just say you want to organize your house.
Yes.
All of it.
Yes.
It feels completely overwhelming. Where is a good place to start?
Yes. Start in the places that are most rewarding to you. The spaces that you are in most frequently.
Okay.
And choose. So try and find a good balance between that and quick progress because you got to get your wagon wheel going a little bit. Mm-hmm. You don't want to pick your spare bedroom that you've thrown the last 10 years of junk into.
Right.
Because one, you're never in there.
Out at 10 o'clock at night.
And two, it's completely like way too long of a process and you're going to be like, I'm never doing the rest of my house. So you want to pick, you know, like I'm going to redo
one bathroom.
Yeah, one bathroom or... my desk, like where I read every morning, where I have my coffee, like make a space that is quick and rewarding, refreshing, and will get you you going.
Yeah, it's good.
And it needs to be finishable by like that day. Is that a word? Finishable.
Yeah,
finishable.
Like deadlines. You want to have at least for your first few projects, you want to have quick, attainable.
Yeah, that's good.
Right.
Easy things.
That's really good.
Yeah.
I wonder if we can like, can we make that into a challenge for anyone listening? Like pick.
Organize your whole house tonight. Just drag everything out.
That's what I heard.
Everything out and it won't be overwhelming. Just listen to the podcast while you're doing it and then you'll want to.
But you can maybe say, start small, pick one corner or one thing that you'll find really rewarding.
Show us.
And do that day.
Yeah, tag us. We're coming up with something right now.
And Lauren will give you 2 free hours of consulting for the winner.
Oh yay! My goodness. Hashtag
Shailene Katie.
SK how I organize. Look at us go.
That's good. I want to see
look
that.
At us go is not part of the hashtag.
Yeah. Hashtag.
This hashtag's
how
getting
I
long.
Organize. Look at us go.
OMG.
Total domination.
.biz.
.biz.
.co. Oh, that's so good. SK how I organize.
So
I love it.
Since we're talking about it, Lauren, what's your Instagram?
At Heiser House.
Heiser House. That's so cute. And that's also your business name.
Thanks, yeah.
And your website.
Yes.
And it's H-I-S-E-R.
H-O-U-S-E.
H-O-U-S-E.
And what kind of...
there's a song there.
Heiser House. What kind of things do you also block... you block about things, too? Yeah. So you have tips and...
Yeah, I wanted to create something that was... I like the idea of blogging, just personally for me. Mm-hmm. So my blog isn't all organization. It's about, like, it's based in organization, but then there's also, like, intentional living, so places to visit, what to do when your family comes in town, recipes that are easy, and just things that'll hopefully help people kind of be a little more intentional.
Yes.
I'm all about the tidy living leading into, like, hospitality and community and good family, all that stuff.
I feel like we should have her back for all the hours.
I love that. And can you, let's just hit that home. So you're saying it's not just about being tidy for tidy's sake. Okay. It's not about just becoming a clean freak who's inhospitable. It's actually leading to...
Yeah, it's leading to hospitality.
Hospitality and so, welcoming people in your home. Yeah,
I just recently did a little talk to some women, a group of women, about the difference between hospitality and entertaining.
Ooh, let's hear it. I feel like you just thought through it, so you need it. You don't have to do the whole talk.
I know, just tell us the difference.
Give us your closing.
Basically, entertaining is a selfish, like, can be selfish based. It's about who has the best this, who has the cleanest space, who puts on the best party. If something goes wrong, you feel stressed and there's order to everything.
Feeling convicted.
Yeah, whereas hospitality is like being able to have people into your home and provide comfort and provide community, and how and to relate that back to what I do, how being tidy and kind of leading a more organized life can give you kind of that confidence to do that and the comfort to do that. And it's a very, I mean, it's a line that you can kind of go back and forth, because it's easy if you're making goals to clean your house, obviously,
and
that can lead into
gracefully.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I've thought about that before when I'm running around sweating trying to do dishes when people are over and stuff, and I'm thinking, no one else notices or cares or is worried in any way about what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm just trying to, like, do everything. Mm-hmm. And if I just, like, took time to be with the people who I was, like, had in my home instead of worrying about, like, getting all the dishes put away
or
cleared.
It's like there's two sides of it. It's like there's a Mary and there's, like, a Martha.
Is that, what's that from?
I'm just making it up.
You're just making it up. Okay.
Google it.
It's in a book.
It's in a book. I love, love, love that. The difference between entertaining and hospitality. I'm totally guilty of being an entertainer. Totally. So I want to work toward being hospitable.
Which is fun to entertain. And there are times whenever that's, you know, if you're throwing like a shower, then sure, entertain and get all your pretty things out. But being hospitable on a daily, I think, is a good goal. Just being able to open your home and have it be comfortable for you and the other people.
Yeah, that's really good.
That is good.
All right, so any tips or challenge to leave us on? Hmm. You said 7-day challenge for us.
7-day challenge for us, making our bed every day and the 10-minute tidy. 10-minute tidy. We're making our beds every day. We're doing the 10-minute tidy every night. And then for our listeners, 2 hours of free in-person if you're local to Kansas City, or
virtual
email pictures, fun stuff.
Yeah.
For our favorite, and Lauren will help us choose it. And you have to hashtag Shaylee and Katie, and then you have to hashtag SK How I Organize.
Yeah.
And if you want bonus points, you can find Lauren and follow her and tag her in it, because she's helping judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to show us a before or an after.
I think they could do before and after, or they could show us in the throes of it.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I sometimes like taking pictures when everything's all drugged out, because then I just get stressed out and I just want to text it to someone.
Yeah,
that's true.
So just put all your dirty laundry literally on social media.
Yeah, always take a good before picture, even if you don't post it, because then you feel real good about the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay, thank you so much
for
your tips.
It's time for the lightning round. Katie and I desperately need to know the answer to the first question, which is,
what's one trick for staying on task?
Oh, wow.
She's like, Ritalin? What's wrong with it?
Staying on task, lists.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
just
a good one.
Marking your list and marking your time.
Making the list and checking it twice.
Yeah.
What's one thing you'd go back and tell yourself when you were 18?
don't do a lot of the things you're about to do.
I love it. I love that one. Did you hear that, 18-year-olds that are listening?
Don't do those things about to do.
All of those things, don't do them.
Do you still enjoy organizing now that it's your career?
I do. Oh, it's very nice. Therapeutic.
Was it more fun as a hobby or no?
No.
Okay. All right.
She looks like she genuinely enjoys it.
I do.
What do you wear when you work from home?
I'm a jeans and t-shirt.
So you do get dressed.
I do get dressed. I have slow mornings. I'm all about slow mornings. I've been blessed with a child that sleeps very well. And in my brain, I feel like I need to take advantage of that. As much as I would love to get up before he wakes up and get some things done, and I think eventually that might be something that I do. Right now, I feel like sleeping in with him is just...
Go you.
Just the thing I need to do.
Yeah.
In case number two doesn't sleep as well.
Yes, exactly.
Soak it up.
So yeah, so I have pretty slow mornings, but I do get dressed, and I do leave the house pretty much every day. I have to. I get cabin fever. I can't be at home all day.
Most frequently used emoji. This is really deep. We're dig deep here.
Really, like, dig deep.
Okay. I have a habit of using the speak no evil monkey, but not as a speak no evil, more as like a
little
oops,
giggle.
Did I just say that? Or like a
like a chuckle monkey.
Yeah, like a I'm being a little sneaky here.
I'm being coy.
Yeah.
So good. When you text me and say, did you do the 10-minute tiny, I'll send you back the monkey with chuckle hands.
Exactly. Nailed it.
Good. Awesome.
What kind of hands did you just say?
Chuckle hands.
All right. Chuckle's the monkey.
We named him.
I like that. So for our segment tonight, Lauren, we're going to play word association with you. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we'll say it, and you have to do the first thing that comes to mind, no thinking. Fast.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Clear your mind. Okay, ready? The Container Store.
Awesome.
Hoarders.
The Container Store.
KonMari.
I haven't read it.
Ooh, that's a sentence, but that's okay.
She don't need it.
Okay. The Target dollar bins.
Dangerous.
Good.
Christmas decorations.
Love them. Sorry, guys. Two words.
It's okay. Whatever you
do, right? I love them.
Shaylee's dog food containers.
Multiple.
It's pet food container. Thank you.
Okay. That's good.
We would record at Katie's house, but it's freaking 45 minutes away.
Yeah. Okay, ready? Three ring binder.
I love it. It's like, that's dangerous for me. I could buy that all the time.
She just almost did the chuckles monkey face when we said three ring binder.
Okay, and the very last one is chuckles the monkey.
Oops. This has been Shaylee and Katie the podcast. I'm Lauren. Out.
Woo!
Very good.
Thanks, guys, for listening. During the week, feel free to email us at our email. It's shaylieandkatie@gmail.com. Any questions, any comments for sponsorship inquiries, you can email all that information right over.
Yeah. And follow us on Instagram at shaylemurphy and at okatieday. We ask for lots of suggestions, topics, input throughout the week. We are so pumped you guys are listening. If you want to be our best friend, you'll leave us a review on iTunes. That helps promote the podcast within the iTunes store, and it keeps it going. So thanks, guys, so much.
And it's like Christmas every time we get a new one.